Blog Talk Radio.
Jackie, how are you tonight?
Hi, Steve. I'm doing good. I have a head cold, and I keep my voice is going in and out and in and out. So I've asked Christy Hinkle from Haunting Existence Radio to join us tonight so that if I, like, go totally voiceless, we have someone to carry on the show. So she'll be calling in here in just a moment. She's got the number from me. Everyone out there, I'm so sorry. If I sound like an old man, I normally do anyway, but this is even much worse tonight. I'm having a great day. I totally zoned out, did a little more than work on some more revisions on the book. After spending the day at the amusement park yesterday, I blew out my knee again. My shoulder hurts like hell. I can't breathe. But gosh, am I relaxed. Steve, did I put you to sleep, honey? Okay, seriously, I'm going to start that. I have to tell you a really funny story.
Okay.
So I have family visiting from out of town. This is why the amusement park and all this stuff going on. And you have to understand, I'm in the country. I have chickens, I have dogs, I have horses, I have grass, I have apple trees. You know, it's a virtual wonderland of allergens around here. But my niece, who is visiting one of my younger brothers who lives here in Iowa also,
right.
She calls me this morning. She says, "Aunt Jackie, we have a problem." And I'm like, "What is the problem, honey?" And she was just so serious. She's like, "My little girl," and I won't say her name, "she has chicken pox." I was like, "Oh, honey, are you sure?" I said, "Oh, I'm sure. She's got this rash all over her body." I said, "Has she got a fever? Has her nose been running? What are the other symptoms?" "She doesn't have any of that, but she has these bumps all over her body. She has chicken pox." I said, "Do they have blisters on them?" She said, "No, they're just little red bumps all over." I'm like, "Honey, what makes you think they're chicken pox?" She said, "Because she touched those chickens yesterday and they gave her the pox." And my I'm like, "Okay, honey, who told you they get chicken pox from touching chickens?" "My dad. Now she has the pox and your chickens did it." And I'm like, "Oh, honey, he lied to you." And I'm thinking, you cannot be that gullible. And I thought, oh, yeah. Now here comes the second part of the story. My brother, there's one thing about my family. We're dysfunctional, just like every other family. But we're hysterical. If there is a practical joke or something to laugh at, my family's going to be right in the middle of it. It's something I love about my family. But his wife, we're going down the road one day, and my brother screams, "Stop!" So I, like, slam on the brakes and stop dead in the middle of the road. There's, you know, we're kind of in the country, just on the outskirts of town, and I stop. His wife starts, "What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong?" And my brother looks at me and says, "Where's the chalk?" I said, "It's in the glove box." This is a joke we've played on many people before. But so he jumps out of the car and she's like, "What is he doing? What is he doing?" I said, "He's circling the roadkill." "Oh my God! Oh my God! Why is he doing that?" She's screaming. I said, "Well, you know, if we circle the roadkill on our way to town, when we come back, we can stop and pick up anything that isn't circled because we know it's fresh, right?" Then we make like roadkill stew. And he sits back in the car, and she gets these great big tears, and she's like, I can't do that. I don't know how to make roadkill stew. And I was like, it's genetic. I know it's genetic. These people are not that gullible. I'm so wrong on so many levels when it comes to some of this stuff. And that's kind of everyone's assignment tonight. I want you to call in and tell me your funny stories. Just tell me anything that cracks you up, that's happened with your family or in your life. You know, too many times we're so frigging serious on these shows. And we don't cut up enough and just have fun with what we're doing. So, Christy, what's your funny story?
Oh, my goodness. I have a ton of them. I have children. Well, one that was really hysterical today, I blogged this, as some people may have already heard about it, but today I'm sitting on the couch. I'm talking on my laptop to Eric from Naps Paranormal in IMs. And my one-year-old comes up to me and puts his hand on my knee and starts smacking me with his other hand. So I look up at him, and he's just bobbing back and forth, dancing. So I start laughing, and he smacks me harder. And I look at the TV, and it's one of those stupid freecreditreport.com commercials with the guy in the pirate outfit. And he is wanting me to sing this song to him. He keeps giving me dirty looks. So I break down and start singing the song to him. And he laughs and shakes his booty, and as soon as the song's over, he pats me on the leg, laughs hysterically, and runs away.
They're too adorable. Steve, you have a funny story?
Not that I can tell to everybody.
Oh, yes, Jen, it's an adult show, honey. Give it up.
No, I don't think so.
he's thinking to himself, dang it, Jackie, go on, move on. I'm going to throw you into commercial. Rochelle, darling, are you with us?
And I am.
There she is.
You are. Everybody, this is Rochelle Evans from the paranormal realm, a very dear friend of mine and Christie's, and Beth. She is also one of the co-hosts of the WIFT conference this year, and we're just really excited to have her aboard. She is also a very gifted psychic, I can't talk, in her own right, very compassionate and very compelling with her readings. And she graciously agreed to join us tonight. Sorry, pop out all over myself. tonight, but Rochelle, before we like get real serious, you have a funny story?
Well, the first thing that came to mind, and I actually had two that came to mind, but since Jeff with the Paranormal Realm just joined us, I have a hilarious video I've got to put out there. It's from one of our investigations, and you know, we try to be really professional, you know how it is, but when you're amongst friends, I have a tendency, and I hate to even admit this, it's going to make me sound horrible, to laugh at people's misfortunes. So when something happens to somebody, like if they get scared out of their wits, I laugh, and I can't help it. Well, we were investigating, and he got spooked about something. Well, his face was absolutely priceless. So I proceeded to just crack up laughing, couldn't stop, started snorting and all the above, and oh, yeah, yeah, and none did we know. And, of course, Louisville Paranormal is out there. They captured the video of all of this, and it is just absolutely hilarious. It's so, so funny. And it doesn't do justice unless you watch this video, because you can't watch it without belly laughing. It's hilarious. So.
And we will see this video tomorrow.
I know. I'll send it to all of you all. It's hilarious.
Yes.
Courtesy.
Love catching those moments.
Oh, yeah, and Jeff, now you know it's going to be all over the MySpace, and, you know, but, oh, it's just, and like I said, the camera's kind of to our back, so you really can't capture his face like I did, but it does show it, and, I mean, he was just so scared, so spooked. It was so hilarious, but anyway, I have children, too, and I could share so many of those that could go on and on and on and on.
You know, I think it is that we get so serious talking about the paranormal because it's something that's very near and dear to our hearts. We talk about spiritual awareness, and part of life are just those moments that are just pure joy that come unexpectedly, spontaneously, and they're right there in our face, and they remind us so much of the beauty that's here in life. And I love to laugh. I love those 3 o'clock in the morning giggle fest that my team gets going. It's so rich and it's so pure because, you know, when people are laughing, their guard's down. They are themselves, and you get to share in that moment in time with them. Even if you create the hysteria yourself, it's still a moment in time. So, folks, Steve's going to list the number. We want you all to call in with your funny stories. And it doesn't matter how serious we are, you call in and we stop the show to share the stories. And Cheyenne's in the room, and I know she's got a million of them. So let us hear from you. We're going to start this evening. Cheyenne and I have spent a great deal of time discussing some changes that we have sensed over the course of the past couple of months. And some of these are vibrational changes, heightened awareness. And Rochelle, I'm going to start right there. We're not going to go into your history and how you came to know all this, because enough of us have listened to your show that we know what's going on, and we'll touch on that briefly throughout the show. You'll throw it in. But let's get right down to business. Vibrational frequency changes that are happening. You know my theories on them, and yours and I very much mesh with each other. I would like you just to go into this change in the balance that we sensed here about 7 weeks ago.
Well, as many of you know, Jackie and I were briefly discussing frequencies, and I know that most people that are involved in metaphysical teachings or alternative methods of living are aware that there's something big that's going on within the universe. You can sense it with human beings. It's being sensed by animals. It's being sensed pretty much by everyone. It just seems like everybody's in an uproar. Whether or not it's the environmental aspect of it, or it's our human nature, our emotional being, our mental aspects of us, or even our physical, everything just seems to kind of be in an uproar. And when you're talking about frequencies, basically to me, what I think this means, and this is just through my teachings and studies, is that it's basically the human form that's linked into multiple aspects of itself. Every person, you know, it differs from person to person, and it does depend on the emotional, mental, and physical baggage that comes along with the person, but it enhances, depending on how high or how low your frequency is, can enhance what's going on in the environment. It can hamper what's going on with a person. This thing with frequency, all of us, if energy-based wise, all works off this frequency. So if it's low, you know, you can really get into some serious issues, health, medical. I mean, it affects everything. And then about 7 weeks ago, you know, I'd say almost 2 months, a major shift has started to take place. Astrological charts are starting to see it. There's several different areas that is documenting these changes, and one of them is because of the frequencies.
And I've noticed, just in this time period, and we're going to get into the paranormal part of this, I have noticed more activity of aggressive reports of aggressive hauntings. I'm dealing with several things now, cases that involve emotional turmoil? Is it created by a haunting? Is emotional turmoil creating the haunting? But speaking with Bishop Long and with Stephen LaChance and several people we're working with on this, we have noticed such a drastic increase. Where's it coming from, Rochelle?
Yeah, and you know what, it's being seen in every, area, the financial market. I mean, it's being seen there. It's being seen in the paranormal community. It's being seen, look at the housing market. Everything is being affected by this shift, vibrationally speaking and on, and the frequency level. I think there's a reason for this, and I think it's because we've been so far off track and are on the soul level for so long that the downward spiral that I think we're seeing in so many different aspects of our lives is why it's happening. We have made, I think, as a whole, in the world, I'm speaking world level here, universal level. We've made bad decisions. We've made bad choices. And so, we're trying to come back up. But since we've made those bad choices, doors have been opened. That's the reason, Jackie, I think, for the extreme haunting situations. The demonic cases are on a rise. And I think that's why. I just think we've opened some doors that, we need to work on getting closed and make some changes. All of us make changes, and we're going to talk a little bit about that collective, consciousness here in a little bit, but we all need to make some very much needed changes quick, fast.
And there are so many factors playing into this. We as a society don't know what the next minute's going to bring. Financially, people are struggling. Families are breaking down because of the financial strains on them right now. Anytime we see a movement where we are put under pressure, we as a society, as human beings, start seeking out spiritual awareness. We start to look beyond what's happening because we need hope somewhere in our lives. And so we see a balance that starts to come into play. Where that spiritual awareness is growing, and anytime spiritual awareness grows, there has to be a balance. There's going to be more bad added to the mix because they don't want the good people. They don't want those angels. They don't want those spirit guides. They don't want God or Buddha or whoever you believe in. They don't want them to win. So they'll start becoming more aggressive. And we've opened the doors because even as teens, and I'm not being judgmental, but these teams going out provoking, people using Ouija boards, but some say that doesn't open a portal. I personally believe that it does. On eBay, it had buy your own demon kits. People, do you not realize that these things manifest because we give them power to manifest, either consciously or subconsciously. And we are creating a situation where we're unleashing some really nasty stuff out there. And I think, seriously, and I don't know, Grisha, I hope that you will agree with me, we need to be more conscientious about how we're conducting our investigations in these environments, that we aren't leaving them worse off than when we walked in the door.
We do. And you know what, Jackie, here's the thing. The problem with that, what you're seeing is and what you're describing is that people are essentially looking for a place to belong. So these new teams are popping up, and I go on the record as I do each and every Friday evening, this seems to come out of my mouth. I have no problem with young teams coming up and people starting new groups and that kind of a thing. I don't. I think that they're vital to paranormal research and investigation if done correctly. But the problem is that they have no sense of what they believe. They've had an experience, a paranormal experience of some kind that they could not explain. So now they're in search of answers to explain what they experienced. They go and they visit all these teams. They see teams doing run-of-the-mill cases. And what I mean by that is your simple, your PSI cases, your, it's left me, Jackie. the word's totally left me. Just your general run-of-the-mill cases that all of us have been on so regularly, and they get bored with it. So as they're here, they are searching for these answers, and why this poltergeist? I don't know why the word poltergeist left me, but it did. And they're basically saying, okay, you know, these cases, they just don't get my engine going. They're kind of boring. You know, I'm out for the fear factor of it all. And this is where it comes in. When they get bored with what all of these groups, and you know how daunting paranormal research can be, and it's a hurry up and wait game. It truly is, and all of us that do it know that. But then they decide, you know what, this just isn't my cup of tea. I want the fear factor aspect of it. So they go out and they conjure up these things that they have absolutely no idea how to deal with for a sense to belong. When all it's going to do is cause really, really, really dangerous things to occur. You know, and that's my feeling on it. And I think that if you have shows like what you have, Jackie, and you're writing books and you do a lot of great work out there, and you spread this awareness and you spread the educational aspect of it in alternative methods and metaphysical teachings and things like that, you kind of get a better understanding of what it is that you are going to run into out here. And also, you find a place to belong in a group that's responsible and professional.
Hey, yeah, and I think a lot of the teams have forgotten just, you know, the keep it simple SAM rule. We are going into these environments. These people are experiencing activity. And we're going in there and we're asking questions. And I'm thinking to myself, these people do not walk around in their homes in the middle of the night going, are you here? Can you give us a sign? Can you knock on the door? Can you make something move? They are experiencing it. They look for the logical explanation of why it's happening. They can't find it. They call us in. And instead of going in there, setting up the equipment, and just sitting and monitoring for what they're experiencing to see if we can find the logical explanation, we get bored and we start doing these open questions to satisfy. It's an ego thing. I had a friend tell me last night, evidence is an ego thing, because when you come out of an investigation with nothing, you kind of feel like you wasted your time. Well, you didn't. Those people, you went into their home. You alleviated their fears. Someone gave credibility to what they're facing. They didn't shun them, so you accomplished that right off of the bat. But any evidence we get, then we start playing in a little bit of ego, because when someone shares an EVP with me, my immediate response is, oh, yeah, you should hear the one we got at this place. We've lost sight of the core value of investigating, which is help these people. And I'd like to see more of that. I'd like to see more teams going in, setting up the equipment, have a central control, set their butts down, and stay there for the night. Don't ask questions. Don't conjure. Don't do anything. And see what evidence they get then. Because to me, that's evidence in its purest form. There's no contamination. There's no influence. There's no chance that your own electromagnetic fields are coinciding and triggering an environmental change. It is investigating at its purest root core, and that if you get something and you know everyone is sitting there and they're not doing a darn thing and something's going on, you've got something. you're able to validate that client's concerns. But anyway, I'm on a bandwagon. That's kind of the way I feel about it.
And I agree with you. You know, there's a huge problem. There's issues out there with paranormal research and investigating, and unfortunately, they're going to be there even when you and I no longer do it. And but the thing of it is, and this is what we, those of those out there that are listening right now, or maybe even will be listening to your archive show, this is what the Women's International Study of the Paranormal is really all about. It's about curtailing what is running rampant out there through awareness and you know, educating everyone on it. And so those that were able to attend got some great information on, you know, how to handle investigations and the you know, things to look for and techniques to use. And, you know, it's just it's an opportunity for everyone. I hate to always plug WISP, but I really believe in what it stands for. You learn different ways to handle groups that are out there doing things they shouldn't be doing in cases, you know?
And we're by no means saying we are experts, because when you come down to it, there really is no expert in this field.
No.
We all have our areas of expertise. What WISP is about is educating. It's kind of bringing in a vast array of guest speakers that are going to address things like technology, investigation protocol, and then we'll be having some spiritual awareness stuff. It is to give you a taste of this is out there. You have resources of people that have been in this field 30, 40 years, have been doing this. They've made all the mistakes for us so that we don't have to repeat them. And then the new technology. I'm not a technological person. That is up to Nancy and Dee and Beth and Jesse and Jeanette and Jen on my team, because I suck at technology. But they stay on top of what's out there. How can we use this in our research? And that's what we're doing. It's we're trying to give women and men alike. This is not just for women. We have just a ton of men on board this year, and they're coming in for the conference, and they're excited about it. it's about just coming together and having an opportunity to network and learn from other people's experience and their research. So off that bandwagon. You know, Rochelle, we're talking about, you know, the place that society is today, where people have a yearning. They have a need for peace in their lives, for understanding, for growth in spiritual awareness. I would like to talk a little bit about healing from within. And I know that you know what I'm talking about, and I'm going to let you kind of take this and run with it, and then I'll kind of slip in there, here and there, to talk with you about it. When we talk about healing from within, let's give them an idea of what we mean by that.
Well, you know, there's many ways that we need to do that, and all of us come with so much baggage, whether it's from previous generations, our own life story, that the spiritual journey that we have all been on. Unfortunately, it causes us to find a place in our lives where we have a whole lot of hurt, a whole lot of pain, a whole lot of suffering. There's not one person out there that can't say that they know what I'm that they don't know what I'm talking about. And some of it is choices you had no control over. Some of them are choices that you made yourself. You know, there are many different ways to improve, you know, and to help with healing from within. Many people know I'm a huge believer in Buddhism and the practices of Buddhism. I don't consider myself that, but I think they're onto something here. and explaining, you know, what this stuff is, what life in general is all about. I don't have an early relationship with this belief system, but I do believe through my time spent with spirit and my walk so far on this personal journey, and even some of the pain and suffering and things that I've experienced in my life, that, you know, this religion, and I know religion's one of those words, but this religion is really on to something on soul enlightenment and growth. And I know you and I are even going to discuss on how to overcome obstacles that are in our life, but yeah, much of my perception and opinion in this comes from Buddhism practices. You know, many of us come from families, and unfortunately, a lot of them are not the best. You know, many of them could even be on the Jerry Springer show. And some of these things that you experience as a child and even in past lives carry on into your, you know, current existence. And so what do you do if you find yourself in one of these situations where you're constantly having the dirt being dug and thrown over your head, and you feel like you're, you know, you can't breathe, you feel like you're suffocating in this life that's not productive?
There's
methods to healing
from within. Let's stop with that question there just for a minute. I want you to hold that thought. We do have three callers on the line, and so I want to get them through, because I know we're going to get into this kind of deep. And so let's give them an opportunity to call in. Steve, you want to connect someone?
Actually, Jackie, we just lost our last callers. They were waiting.
When you get callers, say, shut up, girls, and
I did butt in, but you just kind of kept going and
sorry.
This is an open opportunity, and you will find, Steve, that women will not give you this option often in life to tell them to be quiet. We have a caller.
Well, call back in. Yeah, I am you. That's why I sent you an IM, Jackie.
Empowered, you know. Feel that power, Steve. Use it. Embrace it. Okay. Sorry, listeners, callers, I am so sorry. I don't pay attention real close to the chat room or IMs when I'm on the air. And Christy is now going to slap Steve, and Steve's going to tell us to shut up. and Christy,
we've got 519 on the line. Who we got?
Hello, is this the pizza joint?
Robbie! Sure, what kind do you want?
Fully loaded. Is Jackie tossing pizza? Is she cooking? Rochelle, what are you doing?
Hey, I'll cook. I have no
problem. You're the cook.
Cooking.
Oh.
I'll cook.
Cool.
I'll cook, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And
you know,
he's not selling his wife on eBay this time. So.
Oh, no. She was sold a few times. I made a mint. I made $1.25.
Oh, man, you're rich.
They got me a coffee.
Since we have you on the line, hon, I don't go into your question. Real fast, run into Paracon for me. Give us a rundown. How's it coming together, and are you having fun, and...
Oh, sure. Yeah, Paracon 2009. It's a wonderful program, folks. Come on out. It's going to be something that'll spin your head. You'll be doing The Exorcist when you leave. I tell you, it's amazing. I got a lot of great people from the paranormal realm. We all know them, but I got a lot of surprises, too. And, you know, the phone rings, and it's Jason from Friday the 13th, and he says, Rob, I want to come and kill everybody. I want to be there. And I thought, you know, well, we can't have nobody killing anybody, but you can come. So we're working on that, and there's a lot of different other people from the film industry that want to be there. We got dignitaries like the mayor. We got parliamentary people who are coming. We have police officers who worked with me in different many murder cases I've solved. They're going to be there and talk about what has happened. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's happening, and also everyone has the opportunity to view two new movies coming out behind the scenes of what actually took place. It's phenomenal. So, you know, come on out to 2009. It's all about the people sharing, and there's so many surprises and giveaways. You know, I just want to give a little glimpse into one major giveaway, and that is we're going to put everybody's name into a barrel, and those who buy tickets for the full event are going to have an opportunity to be in the next movie with Michael Esposito, myself, and John Ramsey. So, you know, it's something that is going to really kick off a great year for 2010. And in 2010, the events, oh, we won't even go there, but 2009, make sure you come on out, guys. There's a great, great, great schedule ahead of everybody.
And can you give us the, just on the air here, Robbie, give us the URL for your site.
Sure. Thanks, Jackie. That's www.paracon2009.com. Everybody check it out.
We love you, Robbie. We wish you the best of luck with this. You already know that I'm not going to be able to make it, which is breaking my heart, but I would love to. But, gosh, I'm just so excited for you. I know how it is with us and how Wisp took off and where we're going with that. And this is just going to be so exciting for you, and I wish you the best in all of it. And you know I support you.
I know you do.
Whatever I can to help you, sweetie. We love you, and we just want this whole unit of people that we have working together on different venues that we respect to be able to make a difference. So you let us know if there's anything we can do, okay?
Oh, thank you. I love your show, Jackie. God bless you and Rochelle and everybody who's there, and Steve, and for, you know, being tardy and getting me online. And, you know, hey, we got to make a pizza together, girls.
You're on.
God bless. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bless you,
Robbie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Jackie, we've got Sierra on the line now, too.
Who?
Sierra.
Oh, hi, Sierra.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, sweetie.
I just had a funny story to share.
We're ready for it.
When I was little, I had really bad hearing. And you know the song, I Shot the Sheriff?
Yes.
Yes.
My aunt walks in the room. I'm sitting in the middle of the floor crying. I'm bawling my eyes out. And she says, what is wrong? And I said, the man on the radio shot the Sherry, but not the Debbie. I had a cousin. Her name was Debbie. And she's kind of mean. And my name is Sherry.
Oh, no. Bless your heart.
Yeah. 30 years later, and I still get teased about that one.
It's
yeah,
great, I tell you.
Yeah, it is. I guess they love me.
If you know, if only we could all just go back to the simplistic nature of childhood, I think it would make a lot of things better.
Yeah. My daughter, she was 15 at the time, and she decided she was going to surprise us all when we got home with a cake. And she followed the directions exactly on the package, and when it said to bottom only, to grease only the bottom of the cake pan, she greased only the bottom.
Oh, no.
Shame for her.
And you know what? As a mom, it was probably the best cake you ever ate.
Well, no, because we had to kind of take it out of an oven that was on fire. And it was full of flour. But if the situation wasn't so funny, I probably would have killed her since it was a brand new oven.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell like that. My grandson comes walking in here, and he has the scoop that we use for the feed to feed the animals. And he has me look inside, and there's this frog ready to jump on my head. So, Sherry, thank you so much for sharing with us, honey. That was wonderful. Y'all keep calling in with your funny stories, because I do have a surprise for the funniest story told. So if you just keep calling in. Sherry, thanks so much for calling. We're going to get back to Rochelle and back to the serious side for a little bit if we don't have any more calls.
You have a good night.
You too, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we left off Rochelle at,
Feeling
I think what maybe we talked about faith. Why don't you pick up where you left off? Because
well, we talked a little bit about, okay, that's fine.
we talked about healing from within, basically searching for your own belief system. It's a good thing. You know, it leads to the soul growth. I did speak a little bit about this on Haunting Existence Radio on Christy Hinkle's show here on Blog Talk. There's many things that this can lead to. And if you're having, and I don't like the word psychic because I think it cheapens the gift God gives so many of us, but if you're trying to develop that, you really honestly can't work in this field unless you have effectively worked with healing some of the things that you've been going through, you know. And this dates back, I mean, some people even have to go back to other lives, you know, that they were in, things that are filtering over from these other lives and these past lives. And so there are many things that you can do if you are experiencing, and I know this is personal on so many levels, and there are people out there that could and are relating to, maybe you have in-law problems or you have marital problems or, you know, problems with your kids, or you've suffered a loss, you know, with a relative. I mean, who knows what you're going through? Abuse. You know, many people suffer at the hands of abuse. What can you do? Many people, and I am one of these people, I believe in alternative healing. I believe in positive affirmation. I believe in frequency balance healing, Reiki. Reiki is a big one for me. I definitely believe in that. I think one of the biggest things you can do to improve you as a whole, whether it's mental, physical, or spiritual, is chakra clearing. There are just essential oils. That's another good one. There are so many things that you can do that works on your mind, body, and your spirit. And when you have an imbalance of any of those things, it filters out to your health. It filters out. It even filters out to your family, your personal relationships. And, you know, and we can talk in depth about, you know, certain different ones, Jackie, if you want to, or I can name, you know, different things. But there are, like I said, medical benefits, mental and emotional. People think about, and I know a lot of people have read this book, and that's why I thought to mention it, was The Secret. Is there really something out there when you're using positive affirmations? And positive affirmations, for those of you that don't know what that is basically, say you're having financial problems. Now, here's the key to positive affirmation. You have to believe in what you're saying. And I don't recommend doing this for other people personally, but if you believe in what you're saying, say you're having money issues and you really are in need of a break. You know, when is some money going to come through? You know, I can't make the bills and what have you. Basically, what one can do if they believe in it is, in different forms and different ways of saying it, you know, basically say, you know, I am financially going to be rewarded in 1 month, and really believe it. Wholeheartedly believe in what you're saying. And I've seen the miracle of positive affirmation myself. I've witnessed it with other people sharing their stories. And this thing does work, but you have to believe in it. If you are experiencing abuse at the hands of a perpetrator, I don't know, you know, like I said, there's so many levels of that. Say, you know, I will not be abused by, and name their name. I will not be abused by, and that person will walk away from your life. Now, does it happen tomorrow? No. Does it happen in a month? Maybe not, but the possibility is there. And I have seen quick results, and I have seen, you know, results that take a little longer than what the person would have liked. But most cases, the ones that didn't respond quick enough for what they were wanting was because they really truly didn't believe in it at first. You know, the mind is a powerful, powerful thing. And when you're dealing with the many demons that us humans face here on this earth, it does have a tendency, unfortunately, to play games and play tricks with every aspect of your being, you know. And you've got – balance is so important. If not, you go through life lost. And to be quite honest, my beliefs are you come back and you have to – that you did in this life, you have to basically chalk this one up to another past life and you're back at it again, rather than enjoying another multidimensional area and not facing reincarnation, you know, as a human, that is. So you know, we need to, as a whole, and if you want to talk about collective consciousness, Jackie, we can do that, but we need to, as a whole, as a universe, really, really come together, because if not, we're really going to see some serious effects to every aspect of our lives. Family.
And I do,
I'm sorry.
I do want to talk about collective consciousness, because, you know, when people think collective consciousness, they immediately think Edgar Cayce, because he's really the one that kind of laid the foundation for collective consciousness and the theory behind it. Collective consciousness, for those of you who don't know, is the theory that every one of us are joined spiritually and can communicate spiritually, and we can, in fact, bring about change if we focus on a specific purpose, a specific person, and we take the time. It can be 1 minute, 10 minutes, it doesn't matter, but as a unit, at the same time, working together to affect these changes. I use it often. This is where the power of prayer comes in to play with me. I use it with Reiki when I'm working with someone. And so, Rochelle, do you use collective consciousness? Just kind of go with that for a moment.
Oh, I do. I do use collective consciousness. Again, there are many times during the day that I'm sending out blessings, prayers, white light, whatever, to someone who may be ill. Jackie sent it to you today. You know, I do believe in the focus of thought amongst so many people. And, you know, look at 9/11. Look at all the different, you know, global warming. People are using it for that. There are several different areas out here, research that's being done, that are proving that there is something to this collective consciousness. Hardcore research, data collecting, something that can be marked in numbers. And for those of you that are skeptics to all of this, that, you know, lends a little bit of credibility to what this collective consciousness is all about. You know, I believe personally that we are one of all. I mean, we are the physical expressions of, I believe in God, so I'm going to use that terminology. I know there's many of you that refer to him in other words, but we are all physical expressions of him. And so in my belief and in the messages and meditation that I receive from Spirit, from Catherine and what have you, I know for a fact that there is power in numbers. And when you put numbers with spirituality, huge things happen. You know, there are many situations and stories I could share with you all about the power of prayer, and that's just one reference of collective consciousness. I do believe in much power. That being said, the consciousness plays a part in this power, you know, our thought, our focus. I personally believe that if you just mindfully set out prayers, yet without devout attention being given to this prayer, and God or the Almighty, the belief in what or whom you are praying to may prevent the effectiveness of the prayer needs and intentions. And so if you don't believe, just say, for instance, you are on MySpace today and you see that Jackie wasn't feeling well and you're like, oh, blessings to you and I'll send you white light and prayer. Well, if you truly don't believe that, she'll never receive it. That focus has to be there. That intent has to be there. You have to stop what you were doing. You have to, and some of us are, you know, profound enough in this that we can literally just, we know how to bring that focus to attention and get it out there and send it. But to others that don't practice meditation or doesn't practice the stillness and the peacefulness that comes from it to where you can bring yourself down to that level, you really need to stop what you're doing. You need to visualize what it is that you're sending it, where you're sending it to. Is it a chest code? Visualize it entering into her chest, into her lungs, bringing her release, seeing it come out. And again, that, If you're doing it, and I'm doing it, Beth is doing it, Christy's doing it, and all of us are doing it. Jackie is more, and I'm sorry to keep using you as an example, Jackie, but I know you're kind of feeling under the weather, but you're more apt to receive it because there's strength in numbers. And I think that that's huge. That's huge. And I can't tell you, there was one particular, and I'll share this story with you. I have a friend who lives in North Carolina and was talking with her, and she was going through some health problems and was sharing with me what was going on and just really beside herself and has young children and just really worried about what was going to go on and some tests that were being ran. And I contacted seven people that I know that have the same beliefs that I'm speaking of today, and we all got into a circle and we prayed for this person. We used chanting. We used some other techniques for this individual person. And the next day, I received a phone call before I ever even got out of bed, and it was early, and she never calls me this early, and she was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what you've done, but I feel completely better, and I have to go to the doctor today, and I just know these results are not going to be what they were. And a week and a half later, when she received the results in the mail and went back to the doctor, had follow-up and everything, it was gone. These lab results that were so out of whack was completely normal.
What a blessing.
Completely normal.
We're going to stop right here, Steve, if you don't mind. We'll take a break at this point in time. If you got something to throw up there, if you wouldn't mind, so I don't hack up a lung in front of everyone, and Christy and Rochelle can take just a little bit of a break. Folks, we'll be right back after this brief interlude.
And this is a great opportunity for all of us to send healing.
thank you so much for sticking with us during the break. Michelle Evans, our guest, is with us, as well as Miss Christy Hinkle, the goddess. And we're going to talk to this little goddess for just a few moments, Michelle, before we get back into our series and our discussion. Miss Christy, you're just so quiet, and I'm not accustomed to that.
Yeah, neither am I. I was just saying that in the chat room a little bit ago, that I'm not used to going on a show and just getting to sit back and listen.
Well, we like it better when you talk, so you just chime in whenever you want to.
Well, I'm enjoying the conversation. I really, really am.
And I had a question for you, Christy, if you don't mind if I just kind of put you on the spot just a little bit.
Go ahead.
Your faith foundation is very different from that of Rochelle's and mine. And we're talking about the collective consciousness. Now, is this something that is also in your belief system? And can you share a little bit of that with us?
Oh, well, absolutely. As some people listening know, that I am a pagan. And, you know, we do solely believe that, you know, like Rochelle said, we are reborn, and we are reborn based on, you know, our, you know, previous lives. We also do believe that the more or less the mind is a powerful, powerful thing. And I know Rochelle touched a little bit on the book The Secret, and yes, I've read that, and it does really, really help out. Because there for a while I was pretty much losing my faith. I was questioning myself, and not only did that book help turn me back around onto the right path, but with a lot of help from Jackie and Stephen, too.
Oh. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I had an aw moment because it's so cute. And then I thought, oh, my gosh, I was holding the phone with my shoulder and my chin, and I disconnected myself. Do not go quiet on me. It's
okay.
So I've asked someone to look up The Secret. I personally have not read it, but it's
a good book.
Now on
it
my
is.
Wish list. I will be picking that up. Christy,
you can get it on video. You can get it on video at your local library too.
I don't think it does as much justice though as the book does, but I've seen I've seen it and read the book, and I'd probably have to recommend the book to those who are listening. But
I do have the book. I own the book, and I've rented the video.
But Christy, don't you think that the key to all this is whether or not your religion. Religion really isn't what this life's all about.
No, your religious beliefs are not what this life is about. But it's working towards what's going to be on the other side, working towards making your life and everybody else's lives around you better. And I do believe you can do that using positive energies and positive thought patterns.
I agree.
And we can train ourselves with this. This is the thing, and this is the key. It is so easy for us to say, I have had a horrible day. My kids drove me nuts. That is a negative thought. It doesn't matter how funny you make it sound, it's negative. Instead of that thought being there, you say, I had a really bad day. My kids were making me nuts. Thank God they are healthy enough to do it, because it puts a positive spin. It's all in retraining our thought patterns. You know, we have neural paths that run through our brain.
Oh, sorry. I don't know why that just happened. It's on my end.
That's okay.
Oh, my goodness.
We have neural paths that run through our brain, and when we are caught up, I will give you an example. As a child sexual abuse survivor, for years and years and years, the same nightmares, the same dreams, the same emotional turmoil, it eventually causes, and this is literally scientifically proven, it will cause a path in your brain, that it runs that same path every time. And in order to break that cycle, You have to retrain your mind to think in a more positive way. Think of an Etch-a-Sketch. That's an older one that you've run the ink and you've erased, and you've run the ink and you've erased. Well, there eventually comes a point where you can't erase some of those lines in it. They are still there. They're still very dim. But there's no way to correct that. So you have to rechannel the neural path. The way to do that is positive affirmation. It is. My life is valuable. I am a good person. I love myself. I love my mistakes. I love my little idiosyncrasies. You know, anything about yourself that is negative, find the positive in it and start retraining yourself to believe in who you are, and what your value in life is. I wanted to touch a little bit before we move on. I know Christy has some questions for you. We were talking about collective consciousness, and all of you were aware of my sister-in-law, Mary Kay, because I had it all over MySpace. Mary Kay had been given a regimen of medications that she had a reaction to, and this reaction is called Stevens-Johnson's syndrome. And what it does, literally, people, every inch of your skin sloughs off. It's like having a third-degree sunburn, and your skin just peels off until you're raw. It then attacks your insides, and it can peel your esophagus, your heart, your kidneys, your stomach. If you survive this, and many people do, it is years and years of rehab and healing. When Mary Kay first got this, it was there's like she had a 5% chance of living. We ran down home, and we immediately, after being at the hospital, Beth and I went on MySpace and we called for prayers. We called for people at this moment, at this time. We want you to pray that she makes it through the next hour. And when she made it through the next hour, we asked them to pray and take her through the night. And when they got her through the night, we asked them, please join us collectively together to get her through the next day. And we kept doing this, and we kept her out there, and we kept getting emails from people, and we were setting times, and we were lifting her up in prayer. I believe this woman survived this only by the grace of God and only by those people who held her and held us in their prayers and allowed this healing to come forth. We believed it. When Beth and I put it out there, when my sister Jeanette put it out there, there was not one of us that did not doubt that they could bring that healing, that we could bring that healing to this young lady. And I saw a miracle, and I cried just thinking about it, because I saw God take a young lady and give her life again and give her a chance to progress and fulfill her mission here. And, people, we could not have done this without you. We believed, but because you believed with us, we saved this young woman. God saved this young woman. And what a blessing it is when you see it in action, when you experience it, and this little light comes on that says, oh my God, look at the power in this community. Look at what we have as a unit, as friends, as family, can bring this about. Lori, you are tight.
No,
hello?
Not at all. There's so many wonderful stories, just like what you shared out there, that's got to lend proof to what we're talking about.
That's right.
It works. And you know, I know there's some out there that believe in the Bible, and, you know, that it's just a, you know, man-written thing many years ago, and it's inaccurate and needs to be updated, and I have to agree on some degree to some of it. But it's all over the place about the power of prayer. Even that many years ago, they talk about the power of prayer and how it works.
And, Rochelle, we have two callers. Steve, do we have callers?
Yes, we do have a caller.
You forgot to use your power, honey.
I said something and he kept going, so.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't hear it. You know, like, say it to Christy and she'll throw a rock. She'll make sure I shut up. So let's bring one
of them
on.
Well, he did say it. He did say it in the chat room, and I am it to you again.
Okay, so again, people, I do not watch the computer. Verbally cue me.
Okay.
Okay.
You maybe have to scream. Christy, use that voice.
I'll sing to her.
Here you go.
Okay, girls, let's let him bring the first one on.
Area code 469. Hello.
How you doing? Hello?
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 How's everyone doing?
We're doing good. Who are we talking to?
My name is Brandon.
Hi, Brandon. What can
Hi,
we
Brandon.
Do for you, hon?
I was just browsing around on the Blog Talk Radio website, and I came across this evening's segment, so I just thought I'd stop in. I don't know exactly if you're doing readings or if you're just sharing or what, but I just thought I'd call in and kind of just get a feel of the show.
Well, Brandon, if you need a reading, hon, and I already know that you do, Rochelle and I will be very happy to do that for you, because I know that you are at a very low point in your life right now, and you are really questioning what direction you need to go, and you've suffered a major loss here recently, and you're going through a grieving process, and I'm not just talking a death of someone, but I'm talking death of a relationship and a betrayal. So, honey, if you want a reading, we will be happy to go into that with you.
Okay. That sounds like a plan to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Rochelle, why don't you go on, hon?
Well, and she's talking about loss. Has there been loss of a job or some kind of money?
Yes.
Yeah, that's as soon as I heard your voice, what I picked up on was, without being too personal, first of all, do I have permission to say whatever comes to me?
Yes, you do.
Okay. And I don't want to be too personal, but was this loss of a job due to something that maybe a decision that you made that probably wasn't the exact right decision to do?
Yeah.
Okay, well, learn from it, okay? First and foremost, you need to learn about what you did, but really look into this. Do some soul searching on it, because some really good opportunities are going to come your way. But I'm being warned to tell you, though, that if you don't heed, and they're stressing heed at what happened with you, that you're going to make the same mistake again, but the next one's going to be more detrimental.
Okay.
And, you know, before you reach out to even talk to anybody about this, if you're even thinking or family's telling you to do that, soul search a little bit first. Do this on your own for just a little bit. And then if you feel like that you're not getting the direction that you have inside yourself to get, then reach out at that point. But time frame, I'm terrible with time frames because they don't work on the same as I do. And so when I try to give you a time frame of something really good turning around, I try to get as accurate as I can as a person, but you have to understand they don't know that. But what they do tell me is soon, okay? And soon to me is within 8 months, 9 months, something like that. That is what I sense and I'm feeling and hearing from them. I do have, though, a female spirit here. It looks like it was, is there an Ethel? Does that name ring a bell for
you? I don't know an Ethel.
Okay. Maybe do a little bit of talking with your family members and see if that name rings a bell, because she's very prevalent. She's with you. She's showing me memories of you as a very young child. Something that has to do with a sprinkler, summer days, hot summer days out in a sprinkler. And she just wants you to know that she is here and that she loves you and she knows what you're going through and she's going to give you support during this time of need with you.
And
but jot down that name, Ethel.
I'm going to jump in just a little bit, hon. You are repeating patterns. You have just this, and it's been with you since you were a very young man, these bouts of depression that you fight and finding ulterior ways to put yourself asleep and to avoid the moment instead of fighting through the depression. These are serious issues with you because they do create suicidal thoughts with you. Your own self-worth because of this depression runs deeply. You need to lift yourself up out of that, because when we get down to it, hon, you know and I know, the man that's behind this, it is very difficult from your past, from your childhood, from the abuse to rise above that. You can do it. I know. I've done it. Sometimes it does take help to do that. But Rochelle is right when she tells you that it has to come from within first. You have to make the commitment for healing, and you have to lift yourself up. You're tired of being alone. You're tired of fighting the battles by yourself. But until you are able to lift yourself up and fight those battles, there's nothing in life is going to come together for you. But I see a very fast turnaround in some venues of this because you're addressing the issues right now. You recognize that you have this problem. I don't want to say too much on the air. But you do realize that you have to stop what you're doing, that it's destroying you, it destroys everyone around you. You have to take responsibility for your actions. You've allowed yourself to make excuses, and just in the past week you have gone, oh, shoot, I don't have anyone to blame anymore. And you're looking in that mirror, and you're seeing your culpability in this. It is a positive thing because your heart is one of a caring heart. You are strength. You just have never been allowed to be strong. You've never been allowed to believe in yourself. And that's the hardest thing in life to find. But you need to do that because you're an amazing man. You do have a heart. You do anything in the world for your family, your friends, the people around you. You just have gotten in a pattern of just existing, and you keep doing the same things over and over again, and we want to see those stop. We want to see you start finding the pleasure in life, the real joy in life, not those moments when you're out with the buds doing the beer rounds and going home late at night and staring at the walls going, oh, my God, I'm going to be sick. Instead of those moments, let's find those moments of honest joy in life where you are accomplishing things, where you're moving forward, where you're lifting yourself up. Part of that is education. I do see you taking a technical course. You have a love of computers. You have a love of engineering. Let's find a way to bring that into the picture. And use that kind of as a goal to move yourself forward. And go
okay, that's
fishing.
Funny.
Go fishing more often. You know, that relaxes you. You like the outdoors. Let's see you get out there and get some fresh air.
Okay, Jackie, we are really similar on this one because right before you said that, the computer thing, I was getting school as well. But I'm seeing technical and not long-term. Have you been thinking about going back to school?
Yes, but nothing dealing with technical, and I mean, as far as school goes, I mean, it's something that I'm considering getting back into, but not anytime soon.
Okay, well, I'm just seeing school, but I'm seeing something that And when I say technical, when they tell me that, that to me is my way of understanding that it is going to give a quick certification. It's going to give a quick avenue for you to get out there and make some money. It's not necessarily a four-year degree or anything like that. It's something that's going to give you a avenue quickly to get you out into the workforce. And then also I was seeing, do you do freeform, like type painting?
Draw.
You draw, okay.
It's been a while since I've put a pencil to a pad or anything like that, but I mean, that's something
no.
I've always been able to do.
They're wanting you to do this. That creativity that you do, putting that pencil to the paper, they're wanting you to do that. And I'll be honest with you, I really feel like those of the spiritual realm that are around you, your spirit guides and such, will actually use some sort of automatic drawing with you. They messages from them will come out that will guide you and help you to understand what path you need to take. Also, is there a little girl? Do you have a little girl?
No, I do not. I have
okay.
nieces and nephews, but I don't have any children of my own.
Okay, I'm okay, because I'm getting a little girl. She's got pigtails. She is a cute little thing. She's probably between the age of 5 and 6.
Hmm.
And I don't know if this rings a bell to you, and it could be even a future child. I don't know, but she's just cute. I'm sorry.
I was laughing. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, she's just the sweetest, a little, oh, she's so sweet, and she's very girly-girly, and she likes her glitter, and she likes, you know, the Barbies, and she's sassy, and she's just having the best little time. But anyway, she's very much around you, so I don't know who this little girl is. I do not get a name, but, and it could very well be a child that you will have, and that probably is what it is, because I just now got that. Maybe even your firstborn, but she's a doll baby, so she'll bring you much joy.
Okay, Brandon, thank you so much, hon, for calling in. I hope that we helped you. Feel free to call back again. We do have other callers, though, hon, and we hate to cut short, and that's the bad thing about radio. Sometimes we have to cut people off before we really want to let them go. But God's blessings, hon. You are just going to move forward, and you're in for an exciting ride. Just commit to the changes, okay?
All right. Thank you very much. Y'all have a good evening.
Sweetheart.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Brandon.
Steve, we have another call.
Yes, our next caller is from the 814 area code. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
And who are we speaking to?
This is Erica.
Hi, Erica. Did you have a question or a funny story?
Kind of like a question. Ever since I was little, I've had like weird coincidences. And now that I am actually older, I've actually looked at those coincidences and found that maybe I'm a little sensitive to something. Because I've actually been trying to like sharpen up on like the sensitivity around me, type thing. Like when I was little, I could hear and see spirits.
Rochelle.
Well, unfortunately, yeah. So you're fallen victim of what many of us fall victim of. We shut it down due to many reasons.
Some of them happened throughout the years.
Yeah, I'm sensing that your family wasn't really big on your experiences that you were having.
No, I was actually raised in a very religious Catholic family.
Yeah, that's what I was sensing with you. That's good, because you are sensitive. And it's good that you're recognizing these abilities that have been given to you through the mighty all and God. And keep working with honing those. But more so than anything, books are wonderful. But find a circle of friends. Again, we were talking about collective consciousness earlier. You really should try to find a developmental circle, I think would be your best path. And work with your chakras. You've got some imbalances going on. You're not opened up. And I'm particularly seeing the brow chakra and your solar plexus again. A lot of people are having problems with their solar plexus right now. I'm seeing these two are blocked. And so once you open these two up, your third eye, okay, in other words, will open, and that tends to lend to psychic experiences or mediumship abilities.
Okay.
But you really, the main thing that I have to tell you right now is yes, you're sensitive, you're realizing it, but you're out of balance. And until you bring this balance, spirit cannot come through to you closely. And also, I do have a spirit guide here that wants to tell you their name, and his name is Edward.
It's a guide.
Okay. And he's a very old soul. And if you call on him, he is wanting to help you with your developmental aspects. He actually, in a past life, was a doctor. Okay, so he can help you with all of this if you just need to call on.
That's lately with dreams. I've had a lot of elderly people come to me, but there's always two people. But the same man is a very old man. But I know his face. I don't know who he is, but he keeps bringing like elderly people to me to do something, but I don't know what it is.
No, this is Edward. What you're seeing in your dream is Edward, okay? And what he's doing is you're witnessing his patience. You're witnessing what he's working on. He's trying to show you his own how he's valid, okay? Validity is the word I was trying to pronounce. I just totally messed up. But he's trying to show you proof that, hey, I can help you. You've opened yourself enough to where your guides are trying to come in and say, okay, you're open. We are so excited. We want to work with you, but now here's the next step. And this is not coincidence. You called in because he needed this way to introduce himself to you so that now you have a name and you know how to call upon him and your work can now begin.
Okay, that's awesome.
And I'm feeling healing.
Yeah. I was just going to that. Another thing that you need to let go of is worrying about what people think or are going to say. There's not a sensitive out there that has not gone through this. We've all experienced it, been afraid to put it out there because we're afraid what people are going to say.
It's like a couple close people know about it. But, like, if I mention it to some other people, they're like, so they just totally mock me on it. But I kind of keep it to myself unless I can actually trust the person with telling them.
Yeah.
But to be quite honest,
if
you don't open yourself up and quit worrying like Jackie is telling you, that there's a block. Okay, and I've been doing this, and I've actually embraced it for years. And I still, to this day, when it's mentioned to people about what I do, and there's a few people in the chat room right now that are listed as guests that don't want me to know who they are, and they are one of the ones that mock. And quite honestly, you know, unfortunately, my mediumship abilities allows me to know this. So, ha, you're busted. But anyway, you have to really open up and know and be comfortable. That's the thing here. Focus on who you are. Who is Erica? What makes Erica tick? And find your inner light and allow your guides, your angels, to come in and work with you and guide you. You're going through some things in your life right now that are so frustrating, they're aggravating to you. You know what they are. Once you open this collectively, all of these things will come together. It's a piece of the puzzle that will only, you know, lead to that next piece of the puzzle and then that next piece of the puzzle. And before you know it, you're on the right path. You've got to stay focused with this, and you've got to just be okay with what God has given you. These are your gifts. This is your life's path. Embrace it, you know?
Yeah, that's like it excites me that I can do this. But at the same time, I'm also kind of like hesitant on what might be out there.
I understand.
Yeah, because I've had some occurrences to where something happened and it wasn't a good thing. But then that's in the past. I'm not worried about it now. I'm just like, totally open to do what I need to do. That's, I've been reading a lot of books, and I actually have one person that's been teaching me now for about like 9 months of how to react and go upon everything.
Well, Erica, bless your heart, and I wish you the best of luck as you begin this journey. Know that Rochelle has a show on Friday nights. Christy has one on Monday nights. I'm on Wednesday nights. Feel free to call in and talk with us again. Folks, we only have 5 minutes left, so Erica, I'm going to have to say goodbye to you.
That's fine. You guys take care. Thank you.
Alrighty. Thanks for calling
bye.
In. Rochelle, right, just real quick, I didn't realize the time was going so fast because my computer clock is not working. Of all things, it says 8:01 and it's 8:25. Real quick, hon, could you put out your contact info and so everyone knows where to find you?
Absolutely. And Jackie, it's been an absolute honor and pleasure to be beside you. And to be quite honest, I'm just blessed to be able to read at the same time as you are and allow spirit to work through both of us simultaneously. Everyone, if you like what you heard out of me tonight, you can catch me on Friday evenings here on Blog Talk Radio. I am on at 9 p.m. for 2 hours of very diversified paranormal chat. Have some great guests and just a real open-minded forum. And so if you are wanting to promote yourself, I'm huge into paranormal awareness, and you know, I'd love to give you a chance to get on there and tell your story. I'm also on MySpace at The Paranormal Realm 1, and then my website on the web, which is actually being revamped as we speak, is theparanormalrealm.org.
And
Christy, oh, and Blog Talk. Oh.
I'm sorry, Christy, real fast, could you throw out your information?
I sure can. You can catch me and Jackie's daughter, Beth Corey, on Haunting Existence Radio every Monday night at 7 p.m. right here on Blog Talk. That's blogtalk.com/Haunting Existence Radio, all one word. You can find me on MySpace at myspace.com/SerenityMoon and the number 1. My group's website is celestialparanormal.net. You can reach me at Christy@celestialparanormal.net if you ever need me.
And my information, folks, as you know, you can find me here Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk. To visit our site, you visit www.wispexpo.com, JackieCarpenter.com, and Jackie is spelled J-A-C-Q-U-I. You have to put that in. I am the founder director of International Paranormal Research Association, and that website is www.iprainc.net. Thank you, Rochelle, so much for joining us. Christy, thank you for being willing to jump in if I lost my voice. The healing Rochelle and many others said today evidently worked real well because they got me through this evening. You girls are such a blessing, and I count myself fortunate to know you as friends, as family, and I'm enjoying this journey. We're all traveling together. Christy, real fast, I'll throw it out so that we started a little thing tonight where we want to hear your funny stories. So Beth and Christy and Rochelle and I, our emails are open to you. Visit our sites. Type in your stories. We're going to choose the funniest story. Rochelle will be sharing some of them Friday night, but Monday night, we four girls will choose the funniest story, and that person is going to win a ticket to the West Expo 2009 at Mansfield Prison. Steve, if you have nothing else for us, darling, we are going to call it a night. Girls, again, thank you so much. Listeners, thank you for sharing this time with us. Good night to each of you. God's blessings. Have a great evening.
Thank you, Jackie.
Night,
thank you, Jackie.